This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Well, there's this place called the Student of the Gun, and it's just about one of the best resources out there for you if you're trying to get into shooting. And joining me now from, I think, Wyoming today is the
almost.
Student of almost. Where are you at?
I'm in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Okay. Well, anyway, joining us now is the Student of the Gun, Paul Markle. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Paul has just fought a very rigorous fight. Tell us what you've been doing.
Oh, I've been dealing with elk cancer for about 3 or 4 months now.
Well, I mean, I'm sure there's more to it than that. Give us a few more details on that, please, sir.
Oh, well, yeah, I was diagnosed back in February, and I started, down the journey that or the path that most people have to take, whereas, okay, what's cancer, what kind is it, what is treatment options, and so on and so forth. And I was in Wyoming at the time, living out in God's wide open country, which is beautiful, but there are no cancer treatment facilities in the middle of the mountains. So we had to make a decision, and I was going to have to I went through 6 weeks of radiation every day, 5 days a week, plus all of the scans and checkups and all that. And one of the best, most recommended facilities was here in Salt Lake City, which worked out well because my oldest son and his wife already live here.
Right.
So at the end of March, we relocated here so that I could start doing that. And since then, I've gotten all the way through my radiation, and now I'm in rehabilitation, I guess you would say, trying to heal. That's the sick and twisted thing about cancer is the cure can kill you just as much as the disease can, and they do a tremendous amount of damage to your body trying to cure that. So I've been dealing with the damage, and of course, being a radio personality, I had to get it in my throat.
Right.
So
yeah.
You're listening to me now, but 2 weeks ago, or even 3 weeks ago, you wouldn't have been able to. It's only been the last couple of weeks, and I've been able to speak for more than a few minutes at a time.
Well, I'm glad you're coming along now. As far as physically, how do you feel?
Oh, a little bit better each day. It's frustrating, because here's what I find. Cancer doctors are never honest. Now, they don't lie, but they don't tell you the 100% truth either. And the amount of damage that the radiation did was far greater than I was led to believe it would. And so the recovery has been, it's been long and arduous, shall we say.
Yeah, I think we should say. So what is your long-term prognosis?
Well, I'm actually still in the position where I don't know if they got it all. Now, they're assuming that they did. And they put you in a machine and they do a scan. But I can't actually go in the machine to get the scan until September because they need to wait until all the damage that was done by the radiation has healed. Because they put you in there with all that damage, it's hard to determine what's damage from radiation and what's cancer. So they need to make sure that all the radiation damage is healed before they try and give you a they never say things like healed. They always say things like in remission.
Right.
Because it's non-committal. Yeah, cancer doctors are the most non-committal people in the world, I've discovered.
They don't say we're going to cure you.
Yeah, they never say we're going to cure you. They never use the word cure or healed. We say, like, in remission and so forth. That's a little frustrating, but that's something you have to learn to deal with.
Well, the radiation treatment, I mean, the thing about radiation treatment, most people, when you tell people, well, I've been taking radiation treatment, they don't understand how that has to be pinpoint accurate.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's aimed at you. It's not bombarding your body. It's aimed at one particular part of your body, and it's aimed at where the cancer is. It's going after the cancer. And that machine can be uncalibrated. It can come out of calibration. They don't know it until it happens, and you can get a really nice dose of radiation. So just being involved in the treatment is pretty dangerous. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, and they strap you down. I had it in my. It was actually in the back of my throat, base of my tongue. So, they're focusing the radiation directly there, and the majority of it is supposed to be focused on the tumor. But of course, it harms everything around it. Your taste buds, your salivary glands.
And, right.
I had that beautiful, luxurious beard, and after about 3 weeks, it started falling out in clumps. So I just gave up and shaved it off. And so I got hair on my head, none on my face.
Well, that's okay. Hair on the head.
Yeah, my wife said I was 10 years younger.
Well, I had not thought about that. Those beards do slap a little age to somebody. Maybe you want to, as soon as you can grow it back, are you definitely growing it back?
Oh, we'll see. We got to play that by ear right now. But, she said that I look, 10 years younger, which I guess isn't bad when you're my age.
Well, I don't know. How old are you, Paul?
I'm 52.
Well, you're just a kid.
Yeah.
You're just a kid, Paul. You're just a kid. Yeah. You probably do look like a kid, just a kid. But that's beside the point. I'm glad you're on the mend. I'm glad that I'm glad you went to where you could get the treatment and everything. And along the way now, Student of the Gun, and I want to talk about this coming up, Student of the Gun has not been just laying there.
Oh, no. No, we're still active and back on the radio and the audience really hard. I mean, I told the audience what was going on because I knew there was going to be some serious time away from the microphone for me. But we had a bunch of special guests and my son, my oldest son, guest hosted and so forth. But we made it through and we're back and we're on the other side now. So got a lot to keep us busy.
Jared stood in for you?
Yeah, he stood in for me. And like I said, we had a lot of pre-recorded interviews and so forth. So we were able to make it through. I don't think they had to do too many best of shows.
Well, that's good. Good to know. Outstanding. I know how it is for that. When I had the heart attack, I had to do a lot of best ofs because I didn't have a Jared laying around. So I'm glad you had a Jared laying around. But coming up on the first break, tell everybody where they find what you do.
Oh, go to studentofthegun.com. It's really simple. No, take you where you need to be.
Back in the saddle. Well, almost back in the saddle. On the mend. And that's a good thing. Student of the Gun. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Check them out at Boyd'sGunStocks.com. We are talking to Paul Markle of StudentOfTheGun.com. Do we need to mention the store for Jared? Do we need to do that now, Paul? Do we still have Paul? Did we lose Paul? Am I talking to myself? I don't know what's going on here. I guess we'll find out in the next break what happened with Paul. Where did Paul go? We'll try to find that out. So, in the meantime, while we're sitting around here waiting to figure out what happened to my guest, let's talk about a resolution that the House passed in March of this year. Whereas Muslims and people perceived to be Muslim are subjected to false and dangerous stereotypes and myths, including unfair allegations that they sympathize with individuals who engage in violence or terror or support the oppression of women, Jews, or other vulnerable communities. See, right away, we're setting up to where you can't criticize Islam. And this is something that the House passed a resolution on. When they passed that, including that text, they established with very painful clarity that either the members of the House are entirely ignorant with respect to the contents of the sacred texts of Islam, which clearly, repeatedly, and enthusiastically call for the hatred, discrimination. So is that, do we have Paul?
Hello?
Okay, so did we lose you or what happened?
Well, I could hear you the whole time. Just saying.
Okay.
I could hear you the whole time. I heard everything you said.
And I couldn't hear you. Okay. So.
And your frustration.
Yeah. So, all right, back to you if we could. Do we need to mention the store?
Yeah, Jared? Go ahead.
Well, you mentioned it because I don't remember the website link, to be honest.
Okay. Well, you can go from shopsotg.com for my autographed copies of my books and the training material and T-shirts and all that good stuff. My youngest son, Zachary, actually runs the store. Zach, the shipping ogre, will ship it out to you. He will touch your package and send it right on out. So,
well,
fear not.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I know. When Paul used to come on the show a lot, Jared would be in the background going, mention the store, mention the store. So, anyway. Along the way, I know that you've got some new stuff going on. So what's the new stuff you got going on?
Well, something that we just started doing, and it's because of the technological geniuses of my sons, we're doing what I'm calling, well, basically it's distance learning or it's live seminars. And the latest one, or actually the test bed, is one called the Legion of Michael, and it's a church security program. And a lot of people, unfortunately, the world that we live in today, we feel a necessity to have church security. And the other unfortunate situation is a lot of folks think, well, and just bring a gun. Well, that's nice, but there's a whole lot more to being an armed professional or an armed citizen than just have a gun on you. And what we're doing through the distance learning is I'm going over, because I spent a lot of time carrying a gun as a professional. I was a bodyguard and a police officer and, way long time ago, a United States Marine. So what I'm doing essentially is coaching and teaching people about there's a lot more to consider than just, well, I'll carry my gun to church, next week. And
right.
Bingo, bango, we have church security. It's a lot more than that. There's a lot more to being a security professional than just owning a gun. So, and you don't have to be at a shooting range to do that. And so what we're able to do is I'm able to reach anybody anywhere that can access the internet. through this distance learning program, and it's live. And we actually, like you said, we just started it, and we're going to do 4 weeks, an hour per week of the Legion of Michael. And this is a new thing for us, and it's worked out really well so far, so there's no reason that we won't do more in the future.
Now, church security, that's that was, a lot of people were very resistant to that, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. And you know, the sad thing to me is to see how weak and pathetic so many church bodies and church leadership, the church leadership has become. It sickens me that people that are supposed to be the guardians of the sheep just, I don't know, they just expect that they think happy thoughts and no bad things will ever happen.
That part of it bugs me. Before Sutherland, I was calling around to local churches asking, well, before Sutherland and after Charleston, okay, asking to please let me come and at least speak to your people. Not because I wanted to be the trainer. I just wanted them to seek professional, you know, professionals that would train them to do the right thing. And I was told repeatedly, well, it's, you know, the thought that we have to have guns in church just saddens me. So we really don't want to even consider that. Then Sutherland.
Yeah, we don't want to think about it.
Yeah, we didn't. Yeah, yeah. Then Sutherland happened, and that was that changed a whole lot of minds, especially all the ones now. They're like, oh yeah, come and talk to us. So how?
Yeah,
I tell you what, I want to ask you about this when we get back, just because. Okay. Before we run out of time here in this segment, studentofthegun.com, that is where you, well, first of all, you can listen. You can, they have SOTG radio. It's on iHeartRadio. Tune in, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube. They have a TV show on Apple TV.
Apple TV and Roku TV and Amazon Fire TV and Chromecast TV.
CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says someone has to take on China.
Whether it's good for our country or bad for our country short term, long term, it's imperative that somebody does this.
President Trump, speaking at the White House, says former Presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton did nothing about Chinese intellectual property theft. As far as if the president's ready to make a deal with China?
China wants to make a deal. And that's good, but they have to make a deal that's fair to us. It can't be a deal that's not fair to us.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is declaring that the United States is reviving leadership in the Middle East in his speech to the United Nations Council today. Pompeo also says that Iran continues to cause terror and unrest in other parts of the Middle East. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 173 points to close the day at 25,962. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now then, I'm talking to the professor, the teacher of the student of the gun, the original student of the gun, and that is Paul Markle. Do I have you this time? There you go.
Yeah, I'm here.
Thankfully, I don't have to go through that again. So, with your outreach that you're doing with the church security, the reception you're getting, I presume, is better than you would have thought earlier on, like, you know, maybe a year ago or so.
Well, yeah, I didn't try to do this year. I wrote a book actually called "Faith in the Patriot: Belief Worth Fighting For." And I actually outlined in the book why Christians are not required by their faith to be pacifists or to be meek or to just sit idly by while people murder them. And, I support it with biblical affirmation and church doctrine. Because you still encounter that. And you're like, well, I thought you Christians said that you believe in the Ten Commandments and thou shalt not kill. Like, okay, well, I'll have that biblical debate with you, smarty pants. First of all, the original Old Testament was written in Hebrew, and when lazy people translated it to English, they wrote, thou shalt not kill, but the original Hebrew doesn't say that. It says, thou shalt not commit murder. And murder and kill are not the same words in the English language, and they mean different things. So now that we've gotten that out of the way, I'm perfectly legitimately happy to not commit murder, but at the same time, I'm not going to refrain from killing you if you attempt to harm my family. That being said, we have to deal with that today. And that's something that I address in the book, Facing the Patriot. And, you know, a lot of what I had already done research for, I actually wrote the course, the Legion of Michael course. I wrote it after Sutherland. And I had it done before I got diagnosed with L cancer. So I had to put it on the back burner for a little bit. But now it's out. And we filled the first class to capacity, and I'm looking forward to doing more. But the main thing is just to give people education and give them something to think about. And you know, we've got really good reception from people. So like, oh, I never thought about that. And the truth is, you know, most folks who are being tagged for it's either, you know, the church looks out and they're like, all right, who in our congregation is a cop? We'll just ask them to carry their gun to church. And if they don't have those people, then they're just like, I am making it up as they go along. And that's not really a way to do it. There is a plan, and it's not that difficult. It just requires a little bit of time and attention and thought that goes into it.
Well, what Paul is referring to, and if you're wondering why just carrying a gun to church is not enough if you're going to try to set up a security team, you got to know where to go. You got to have a plan about where you're going to go, what you're going to do, what you're going to be covering, where you're going to be looking. We used to, in the military, we used to like getting off of the helicopter. The helicopter was I don't know how they did it in the Marine Corps. In the 80s in the military, when we jumped off of helicopters at Fort Campbell, we were just making a 360-degree circle around them. And everybody knew where their part of the circle was based upon the compass, and we looked at, we were looking at the back end of the helicopters, 360, and everybody else was going to their points. Knowing where to go when you have to execute that makes everything a lot more precise, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, and when am I allowed to pull my gun out?
Yeah.
You know, I've known a lot of people who have gotten concealed carry permits, but if you really were to press them on it, they don't feel 100% confident that they're allowed to, or when they should, or, should I? And Lord help us all, there's still the warning shot and shoot the wound nonsense that's, I don't know, it perpetuates and lives in gun shops all across America. But you know, it's things that you have to deal with, and it has to be addressed beforehand. You know, we can't learn or figure it all out when it's going on. These are things that we have to deal with and understand and consider now when everything's calm and quiet, because you can't, you know, be making it up when there's gunfire going on. Or can we even shoot this person? You know, or you know, what are our options? And then that's something else you don't want, is you don't want, you know, some homeless person comes in spouting all kinds of meth addicted nonsense, and you got some guys like, oh, I got to kill him. Pow. You know, like, whoa, hey, back up a little bit, Sparky. Other things that we could do. But it kind of goes back to the, if your only tool is a hammer, every problem is a nail. And we don't want people to get to the point where my only tool is this pistol, and so every problem is a shooting problem, because not all of them are.
Right. If you're a hammer, everybody's a nail. The whole shooting to wound, I mean, now, I've never been talked to in a gun shop about shooting to wound. Is that something that you hear across when people are coming to you about, how do I shoot to wound, or how does that come up?
Oh, yeah. You know, I've spent, you know, like I said, I'm 52, but I've been hanging around gun shops since I was, you know, 16 years old and could drive myself to one. And whether it's the gun shop or whether it's internet forums or, you know, whatever, you know, wherever gun people come to congregate, you hear the same nonsense for, you know, years and years. And, you know, like, I mean, Lord help us. The Vice President of the United States went on national television and told people to fire warning shots. Okay? That's the level of stupidity that professional instructors are competing with or competing against in this world that we live in today. I mean, I think we all remember the sad State of the Union when the VP moron went on national television and told people to just fire the gun in the air and scare the bad guy away. That's the level of stupidity that we have to address on a daily basis. We do what we can. We do what we can. Bill.
Okay. We lost. Well, I can hear him though.
I've been here the whole time, brother.
Okay. No, you lost me. How did you lose me? What happened with that? What's going on with that?
I didn't lose that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so as I'm connected. I tell you what, Jason, let's me and you have a chat after when we go to break here in a minute. And I need to know about that one. Anyway, don't you just love the whole live radio thing, Paul? It's just the drama is never ending.
Are we in another commercial break?
We got one coming up right now. Paul Markle, he is at studentofthegun.com. You can find him on iTunes. You can find him on Apple TV. You can find him on Roku. You can find him. What's the other ones?
Amazon Fire TV.
I might have to look in. I didn't even know that existed. How bad is that? Yeah. In any event, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at voidsgunstocks.com. Never had that technical difficulty before, but that's fine. We're just going to move on anyway, like it didn't even happen. Joining me now, once again, is the professor from the studentofthegun.com, and that would be Paul Markle on the mend. Do you have any other treatment going on this? You're in remission. What is your current status?
My current status is I'm in rehabilitation and healing, and then on September 11th, I have to go in for my first post-radiation PET scan to determine, so they can tell me whether or not they got it all. I can't imagine that they wouldn't, but of course they won't. They don't say anything like we did or whatever. And even during the treatment, that's the frustrating thing, is even during the treatment, you know, which takes, like I said, six weeks, 5 days a week, they don't say anything like, oh, you're getting better, or it's looking better, or whatever. They just drive on forward and just you know, assume everything is going to be great, and assume that you assume that too.
Did you take chemo as well?
No, I did not.
Yeah, chemo's rough. Some rough stuff. I want to ask you about one of your episodes you did, just simply because I'd love to find, you know, if you and get a brief overview on this, just because it'll probably make me go back and listen to it. You did on Student of the Gun Radio, you did an episode about tactical versus practical.
Mm-hmm.
What did you find?
Oh, well, We like to do things as America, as American shooters. We like to look cool, and we like to do things that are cool. And there's a lot of, well, thanks to the blessing of YouTube, there are a lot of people on YouTube that do a lot of, you know, they get a lot of views and they get a lot of ad revenue sharing and so forth, by doing things on YouTube that looks cool.
Right.
But is that practical? Is that something that really needs to be done? The gun flippers and the magazine throwers and the like I call the range kabuki dance. And a good friend of mine once, we were talking about it, and he's like, oh, Paul, you missed a point. He said, brother, he goes, all that stuff that they do, he goes, that's not for them. That's for the benefit of the viewer. it's edutainment. It's just there to, you know, they do that because it looks cool on video. And if they didn't do it, the video wouldn't look as cool. Mm. You know, if someone were to watch me shoot, they'd probably think it was rather mundane. Just stand still, don't move, and, you know, hit the target all the time. And that's boring, you know?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to throw the magazine and flip the gun and you know, all these weird, bizarre movements. And unfortunately, we have, you know, a lot of neophytes out there that just, you know, coming in basically cold like empty sponges. And they start watching and subscribing to these YouTube channels, and they believe that in order to be a success, they have to emulate that. And it's really not the case at all. And the truth of the matter is, if you're going to be a professional, or if you're going to be good at any endeavor, you want to be like a sculptor. You know, a sculptor doesn't take a piece of marble and start gluing other pieces onto it. A sculptor takes a piece of marble and he removes everything that's not the image. It's not the bust or the statue or whatever. He removes everything that's unnecessary, and all that's left is that is necessary. And that's the way you need to be when you're operating a handgun or a rifle or whatever, is you remove all the unnecessary movement. Any movement that doesn't benefit you from a practical or a physical or real-world standpoint, if that movement doesn't help you hit the target, it's probably unnecessary. And that's what we run into with a lot of this tactical kabuki dance nonsense that's going on. And, you know, it was DVDs, now it's primarily just YouTube. And you know, that's what I don't know if I preach that, but that's what I try and get across to people, is you want to pare down everything that's not necessary. And a lot of what we've seen, you know, especially over the last 10 to 15 years with the advent of YouTube, people add movements and they add things, not necessarily because it was, you know, was needed or there was something missing, but because it looks really cool and flashy and it helps them to get subscribers and views. And that's fine. You know, games are fun and entertainment is fun, but when you have people that are arriving believing, you know, like I said, as empty sponges, and then they believe that if they can't do that weird flippy movement, and if they can't, you know, I don't know, stand upside down on one hand or whatever, then they're not doing it right, and that's not really the case at all.
Now, what do you think of the state of YouTube as far as a delivery system for instruction nowadays? Are you, like, you have a channel, are you monetized currently?
To a certain extent, you know, they throttled monetization back. Well, they've been doing it incrementally over probably the last 5 years or so.
Yep.
Nobody's really making money on YouTube anymore because YouTube figured out that people were making a lot of money. And they're like, you know, we can just alter our agreement and there's nothing they can do about it.
Yeah.
And that's essentially what they did. They just kept altering the agreement over and over and over again until, you know, most people now have to go to Patreon. If they want to make any money or support their channel, they're not doing it through ad revenue or ad shares from Google. Because, I mean, we get a minuscule amount of money every year or every month from Google, but it's not hardly enough to keep the lights on. So you have to do other things, you know, the Patreon, or, you know, you sell products or you do whatever. But you know, the sad state of affairs is nobody's been able to compete with YouTube because nobody's got the
search,
the technology side.
Yeah.
Nobody can, you know, we've had a whole bunch of companies that have tried and they're like, oh, we're going to defeat them. And they haven't successfully defeated them because they can't maintain the bandwidth or the speed.
Right. You know? That's a crucial thing, isn't it? Do you find, and I'm just curious from a professional viewpoint, is it better to use something like Apple TV and build yourself out an app and deliver your video that way?
Absolutely. Because, you know, people, and that is the other thing about YouTube is if you're a pro-Constitution Second Amendment gun person, you live in constant fear that you're going to offend somebody and your channel is going to be shut down.
Right.
You know, that's what happened. You know, James Yeager had 100,000, you know, subscribers, and all it took was, you know, a couple of these, you know, I don't want to say bad words on your show, but these, you know, pink panty wearing scumbags to file a complaint, and YouTube just shuts you down, makes you go away.
Yep.
So you put, you know, all this time and effort into creating something that can just arbitrarily be turned off on a whim.
And Apple TV doesn't do that, but no problems with that?
No, we own our channel. I mean, they don't care. They're, you know, it's not as easy. You don't just call Apple TV. You actually have to go through a developer, because obviously the channels have specific technical priorities that they have to have.
Right, right.
We did that 5 years ago. About 5 years ago, I guess it's 2013, I realized that cable and satellite were dying, and that, you know, the Netflix was growing in leaps and bounds back then because it's unmanned app television.
Right.
And so we were on regular cable and satellite and all that. You know, I've been on the Hunt Channel and the Outdoor Channel and the Sportsman Channel and all that jazz. But we took all of our stuff off of there and put it all exclusively on our own channel. And so, you know, we control it.
Right. That's very forward thinking. I never would have thought to have done that myself. That's very interesting. It's too bad I'm not a developer. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. I will be circling back to you. I'm very pleased you're on the mend.
So am I. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Paul Markle, student of the gun. Go check him out at studentofthegun.com. He is not down for the count. He's just merely counting. He's still working. Godspeed to you, young man.
Thank you very much for having me on your show.
Yes, sir. Hour number three is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.